Crazy bonuses.
4, you will hit him.
And orange is your wild die, so you don't hit Alec.
Thankfully.
Good thing, because I might turn on you at that point.
Shot me with a shotgun before.
Oh, wait, no, it's just more blood for the blood god. 10.
8 for the face!
14.
14. Here's a vigor check, since you're aiming for the chest. That's 2 wounds.
Oh.
He will absorb it.
Alec, I'm busy.
There must be more blood.
More doctor.
9.
You will hit him.
No raise?
No. His parry's a 7, dude. He's actually fairly hard to hit.
That's what I thought.
7.
You will shake him.
What?
Hey. What? Right, that's right. Well, there you go.
Would you take the queen or would you take the queen?
You know there's one man left.
Okay. Well, in that case, I will open the door.
And shoot him?
Yeah. As well as I'll shoot from the door so I have cover.
Yeah, because you have the +2, so you took an action to open the door.
Yeah.
Lean out, fire. You're just at.
Mm-hmm.
5, you hit.
7.
You shake him. Bang! 9. I'm sorry. 9. AP 1. Thud.
Hey, you might not have killed that guy.
No, she wasn't calling to subdue him.
Oh, okay.
She was trying to subdue the other guy with a kneecap shot, but...
I angled it wrong!
He had low calcium. The bones just
shattered.
And big blood. Okay.
Maybe I missed the kneecap and hit the. Oh,
he certainly bled out.
He will unshake with a raise, no matter how I cut it. He's gonna pistol whip you. He's actually going to wild attack you.
Wow.
Wild thing. That's a 13 to hit you.
Hit with a raise.
Oh. That's
9.
11.
That shakes me.
Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 2 of them may make it out.
Blood.
You're killing 2 PCs.
Alec.
Spirit check to unshake.
Spirit check. Spirit check to unshake.
Spirit check to
6.
You unshake. You can move up to half your pace. So 3 squares.
I pick up my knife.
Huh?
I pick up knives and charge.
Nope, not.
Then
5, 6. Oh, the little one has come to join the slaughter.
Get to use that.
Just get here first. There's no one left on your side of the train. Steel bullets.
I thought you said he met up with the other guy.
Oh, no. I was wrong. She is 3 cars up that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 3 cars up.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I'll probably take his stuff.
Alright, I will tell you what you get in a second.
Well, I'll look around. How many people are watching?
Most people are probably hiding in their cars.
Yeah, everyone's hiding inside their cars.
Okay, that's cool.
You're wink. Look, they came on they came on with no bullets. I heard gunfire. They came on with no bullets.
They used all bullets.
They used all their bullets.
No.
His turn.
What I do is I take his bullets, give him back his gun, and say he shot himself.
In the kneecap.
Yes, he missed and hit his kneecap, and his kneecap exploded.
He will succeed. And then, since he's hopping off, he's going to move the train's pace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
People burn insane.
They're train robbers.
The train isn't moving terribly fast.
They're not as fast as what we have now.
He will go ahead and try and reload a bullet and fire. He successfully reloads 1 bullet. So fire at the -2.
No. He's out of spending.
Not spending anymore. You guys haven't even gotten to the werewolf yet.
Do we get to the werewolf?
Yeah, easily.
We're not gonna win against it though.
It's 9:04. You guys have an hour to track it down.
Just an hour.
And the
this is you, right?
Yeah.
Nine of hearts.
You stab him.
That's a 4.
Nope.
Well, 15.
You'll hit with a raise, even with your minuses.
That's the damage.
Yes. 13.
It's 19. 21.
21.
There you go. This is a
6. That's 3 wounds.
Ah! Next is kidney or something.
Anyway.
Right between the ribs. Mm-hmm.
You come back with vengeance.
You shot me.
Oh look, more blood. Plus one, gang up.
Four will miss. And yes, I am giving you a card to see if you get the second guy too. You're up first, Ivan.
Do I get gang up from my own attack?
No, you never get gang up from yourself.
I attacked, though. That's
yeah, he attacked.
Yeah, you get gang up from him. My own attack.
Yeah, I know. I just... The way it got phrased made it sound like he didn't get gang up at all.
You never get gang up from yourself. No.
Nope.
Not this time. You stabbed him, and that probably took all the energy that you had left. Jessica. You now successfully loot the second guy.
Okay.
Alec...
There you go. 11.
11 will hit with a raise.
One mixed out.
Nothing.
Oh, maybe two.
Damn it.
His turn, he will attempt to unshake.
Ow. Bye.
He does so with a raise.
If he moves, though, he gets attacked too.
Yeah.
He's still
honestly,
flee.
You know what? Staying here would be worse for him.
Yeah, I would flee.
You guys get your attacks of opportunity on him. You get one staff.
Do it.
I feel bad killing this guy all of a sudden.
The guy who was running down the thing, talking blood for blood guy.
That was a joke.
Miss.
6?
You will
oh,
break
this. Thing is a 10.
That would be so great. You break the silver saber.
That's better.
No.
I don't break the silver saber.
You just missed. Now you make an agility check at minus 3. He will fail.
Does he die on landing?
Since he didn't get it, he takes a d6. No.
Bonk!
Yeah, he's. Meet me! Basically, they're gone.
They robbed the dining car.
They got 6 guys, and there are 2 of them left.
Alright, clean the sword.
I have a feeling someone's going to die in the sharing thing. I'm pretty sure it's a guy with 3 wounds.
Well, the other guy's an extra, so either one, if either one of them takes a wound,
I would roll to see how loyal the guy is.
They're not shooting at each other.
Fair check. 5. Okay, he's not going to betray him and the other guy.
Oh my gosh.
He executes his own minion and takes the full loot for himself.
We did it, boss. We did it. Shang.
You're right. We did do it. Bang. I did it.
Now I'm going to take this money and go to the hospital.
Because I got stabbed by a little Chinese woman.
All right. I guess I look at the waiter. Is there a doctor on board?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, there is a... Well, hold on. Let's check. No, I'm afraid the doctor got off at the last stop.
I get my knives back. I loot.
You are down 1 knife. Because you threw it into his chest.
Yeah.
Did it fall out?
No, it's stuck in his leather armor.
Well, I guess I can try patching Ryan up as best I can to...
Just remember, you're taking into account his wounds.
You know what? I'm going to wait until we get to a hospital.
Okay.
I bandage him in the way that, you know, the bleeding stops.
And we got a double barrel shotgun.
Pistol. You don't really get to loot them.
Why not?
Because there are people.
Because the people, basically, they don't let you loot them. They will give you the cash on them.
Bro?
Looting dead corpses is kind of a taboo in normal society. You guys are just weird like that. All right, Ryan, we need to determine how I wounded you and where I shot you.
Okay. What do I need to do?
Obviously you need to roll 2d6.
A 1 and a 6.
So 7. All right. All right, 7s. They hit you in your guts, somewhere between your crotch and your chin. Roll a d6. 1. They broke you. Your agility dies reduced by 1 type.
That's a 6.
That's a 6?
What did you roll that one?
I rolled that one.
That one?
Yep.
Okay, so it's a 1.
That's a permanent injury, so if you get to a hospital, they can fix that.
Okay. So, does that mean I can't use Acrobat anymore?
Do you have Acrobat?
Yes.
Then yes, you can still use it. But it could disqualify you from getting it, but it can't basically make you lose an edge.
Okay.
That would suck.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would make lore a lot worse.
Jessica? On them, since they didn't really have to use any bullets, let's see, that guy had 6 and you used 2 bullets.
So 4.
So there's a total of 10 bullets.
Sweet.
And each of them had 2 pounds on them.
Hey, there we go.
And the 3 guys that you guys got each had 2 pounds on them, which they will pass on to you guys.
So that's 6 pounds between...
3 people.
So 3 people? Not 4?
1, 2, 3. Oh, if you want to give Jessica a share, go ahead.
What's 6 divided by 4?
1.5.
Everybody gets 1.5?
You guys can have my share.
No, but I got mine. So you guys have your 2.
I guess we got 3 pounds. Because Whitman gave up his share and... So, 3 pounds.
He gave up his share?
Better gave up his share.
Even though he should have all the money because he didn't come to the hospital, don't.
Luckily, however, there is actually... they were about to stop, which is why the train was moving so slowly. And there is a doctor in this town.
Well, good.
How much money did they actually make off that?
How much money did they make? Basically, I figured each person had 2 pounds.
They made 12 pounds.
So, the boss made 12 pounds.
But technically he lost.
But he lost all his minions.
He lost
all
6 guys.
One. All but 1.
No. That man was lost. He fell onto a bullet.
Fell upstairs.
He shot him and took his share.
Okay.
The minion was completely loyal to him, but
he wasn't loyal to the minion.
Yeah. All right. You will be rushed to Le Docteur.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the train is not going anywhere soon anyway.
El Doctor! El Doctor! What? Hey, man was shot! He looks very broken!
Sometimes!
Moving in!
He fell down a bullet shaft onto some elevators.
He has bad German.
He will wake you up and heal 1 wound. So you're at 2 wounds now.
Okay.
What about the permanent injury?
He's working on that. He's basically doing surgery right now. And then he'll heal up the last 2 wounds. Now here's what he gets to do at -3. He will fail that.
I don't have any bennies.
That's fair enough.
Jessica uses her common bond with the doctor.
You're doing this wrong. You're still doing this wrong. Even I can do this.
Over to GM Benny.
Ryan, I think you were destined for that role.
I can't spend my Benny, can I?
Bullseye!
Sorry.
I'm trying not to break up. There we go. He will indeed heal.
God.
But let's see, that was... One check to wake you up, another to heal the wound. Okay, so flu. Do you want the doctor to do, take a look at you?
30-minute surgery.
Yes.
Nothing. 14 minus
6.
Oh.
No, okay.
And he'll heal all three wounds, so that's only two for you. Well, the doctor will take his bill upon your awakening.
What is it?
He had to make 3 checks on you, so that's a total of 9 pounds.
Okay.
Yours is 6 pounds. 3 pounds per check. That's what this doctor charges, since it's basically emergency. He's now covered in blood.
How many pounds do you have left, Ivan?
What I had left.
Paid for your doctor bill.
There you go, the band is paid for the bill.
So I lost a net of 1 pound because I lost a knife.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That was one of the silver ones?
Yes. Ouch. I just used the silver ones.
Ouch. This is a damn pretty knife.
But
you'd eat my will carrying it.
Just carry that for some reason.
And yes, they did stop the train for you guys.
Yeah, I figured.
Since you guys were the heroes.
Oh. I also think they were investigators.
Shut up.
Go ahead and give me persuasion. This is going to be a hard sell.
You shot himself in the kneecap, but that guy shot himself in the back.
I don't know about that guy.
No.
Maybe this guy shot him, he came in there and tried to shoot me and failed. No.
It'll be a hard sell, go for it.
They were arguing with each other, obviously.
It's a 7. Plus or minus, whatever.
The conductor kind of does the... And then he kind of looks at your status and kind of goes... Not pushing it.
He might end up shooting himself.
Obviously, that one shot himself in the knee... One shot him in the kneecap and the leg fell this way. And then he shot him in the back. Whatever. It's... Yeah, no.
I need to put the rest of the fridge in my
mouth. I potentially...
No, I'd like it for lunch tomorrow.
Okay. All right. But you guys can continue on to Hansburg.
Do they need time to rest?
No, not really. Basically, you will be able to rest on the train. He's like, no, best doctor in miles.
I'm glad we...
Yeah, except you've got this nice, you know, bandage. And same with Ivan. You've got bandage on all the areas where your chainmail isn't.
Strangely odd.
Strangely odd.
I feel.
He wasn't hurt.
I feel oddly strange.
Well, you're a jackass.
Well, no, that's quite appropriate. The Englishman is the inverse of the American.
When the American is the obviously superior one.
Well, you're in Germany, so. Alright. Guys, finally make it. Pay for a carriage, which will be another pound.
Per person?
No, another pound.
Oh.
Just straight up pound.
Who wants to... Well... Okay.
Hey, I got 4 extra. I might as well. Okay.
Alright. You guys come to this tiny little hamlet of a town. No more than a few hundred people. Nice... tiny cottages with smoke curling out of the woods, or out of their chimneys. Out of the woods. They lit the wood on fire.
We come at a bad time.
Vive la Revolution! The French are here! They're starting an armed rebellion! Okay.
Cursed French!
You can notice that there's a small little farmer's market. The streets are nicely cobbled. You can see that there's really only like one carriage and there, it's at the carriage house. Looks like they kind of have a service running in between. The driver bids you farewell and says that the only real place to stay is Hannah's bed and breakfast.
Right.
But he warns you, you probably won't want to stay here long.
Why is that?
Things happen at night.
Like what?
Dangerous things.
That bump back.
He takes salt and throws it over his shoulder.
Oh dear. What sort of dangerous things?
I don't think he's going to tell you.
Oh, I'd like to know what we're up against.
Considering that you don't speak German, I don't really care what you're saying.
Fine. Does he speak Russian? That's nearby.
No, he speaks
No, it's
German.
Not.
It's there's Poland and a few other countries in between here and there. But
it's not that far.
This is an excellent year of alcohol.
Yeah, it's German.
That's basically what I'm saying. I'm not asking Ryan's questions.
Congratulations, you guys are here.
Okay, well, I suppose you're going to be our translator. I don't understand what these men are saying. I'm sure you'll be of excellent use.
Can Harris one who could translate for us?
Your potential is thrilling.
What are you talking about? That was actually just a German greeting.
Wow!
Is this village big enough for a translator?
You can ask around for a translator.
Yo, ask around for a translator. I have two.
It's actually a simple streetwise.
I am insulted right now.
You know, inevitably we're going to split up. So you go with someone, and the translator goes with the others. You know it's true. All for security reasons.
Why don't we...
And also, he would also have information on the town.
Well, here's the quick question. We need a translator to ask about werewolf attacks. Do we really want to blow our cover like that?
No.
Well, if we're asking about werewolf attacks, it's pretty obvious anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not sure... how we gather information, or how we justify questions we're asking.
We're here hunting wolves.
Newspaper stand?
This town is too small for a newspaper.
Okay, I...
Besides, a town...
Go ask local people if there's anything strange happen.
What time is it, by the way?
You said it was in the evening.
It's at evening. Oh, speaking of which, as you guys are kind of taking a look around, you'll notice that a few down the side streets, you'll notice that there's kind of like a couple barricades, and you'll notice that off up the other side of town, you can see this kind of patrol of, you know, townsfolk. A couple of them have muskets, some have a pitchfork. It's about six of them. Two have muskets, two have pitchforks, one actually has a real sword, but a flintlock pistol, and then one guy's holding a
torch
with a hatchet. They're just kind of walking around, like, they kind of look at you guys and...
Good evening, sir. Greetings! You're not from here.
No. Travelers. May I ask what you're up to?
Just patrolling.
For?
Town watch reasons?
I'm sorry, I don't see many town watchmen on a high alert as you are.
We're German. We do things efficiently and effectively.
If you're efficient, you'd all have the same weaponry.
No, that's standard.
I'm sorry, you don't seem very efficient to me.
Oh.
This is why we're trying to hire a translator.
This is an actual conversation. I'm sorry, I wouldn't have insulted them that
bad. Yeah, no, they're actually there, and they will wave and say hello.
Yeah, I know, I didn't realize... I didn't...
We have no idea what you're saying anyway.
They insulted tigers.
What? Do they even know what a tiger is?
Jesus.
he reaches down and finds a
bucket. Hey, look where that's been.
It's been on the floor.
Idiot.
Well, that's proper rich man way.
The best place to get information and possibly find a translator. Does this town have a pub?
Yeah, there's a pub.
Does it look very busy?
Not at night.
Then when do they drink?
That's a good question.
All but day.
Basically, you guys will stop by the pub and kind of go, what they time is it? And you're like, there's no one in the pub. The bartender's kind of standing there like, ah, customers, please come in. Please come in. Close the door.
Where's all the other customers?
Please, have this seat. He walks over, locks the door behind you.
Is he speaking German?
He speaks German.
He doesn't speak English.
speak a little English.
Are you robbing us?
No, please. Very good.
What kind of person would say, yes, I'm robbing you?
Help those guys.
No, I'm asking politely with a gun in your face.
That's supposed to supply you have a shot yet.
Says in German, where is everyone?
You're outsiders.
Look, maybe...
Not a lot of people go out at night right now. I recommend whatever business you have to do in town, you do quickly, and then leave. I'm not trying to be rude, but bad things happen here.
But look, if you tell us what's going on, maybe we can help.
Give me a persuasion. You are an outsider.
Yeah, an outsider without persuasion.
-4.
Yep!
You can do it!
Let's see if your rugged charisma passes in German.
My charisma of 0.
Your rugged charisma.
His brain mechanically malfunctioned.
Oh, great! Now we're not getting any information!
What the bloody hell?
He insulted the queen.
You did that to him?
No, good show, man.
No, the queen struck him down with her psychic power.
Well, I wouldn't put it past her.
She is, you know, the queen.
You will actually have insulted him. Your mother. Wow. Merely a failure as opposed to a critical failure. He's like, what do you want drink? Beer?
No, please, sir. Please.
You'll have like a -6.
I'll have that one.
What? yeah.
He speaks some English. We're skilled in investigating.
You what?
We hunt.
Ah, yes, venison. I go get it.
Your strongest alcohol, please.
Beer.
You don't have anything stronger?
Not right now.
There haven't been many imports.
Off the distance, you guys hear a giant howl.
Oh, that sounds like our quarry.
Do werewolves howl?
Either that or we've got a wolf.
We are in the forest.
Yes.
You are in a small hamlet in the
forest. Because Lord Savage did mention that they do howl and bark.
When he brings the food and drink back, I will ask him. Are there wolves around? We hunt wolves.
Yes, wolves.
He's asking you, Karen, is
beer. All of you guys give venison.
He's asking if there's an abundance of wolves in the forest. He's an avid hunter.
Yes. The woods are a little dangerous right now. Must be wolf mating season or something. They get overly aggressive.
Well, that does sound...
I recommend you hunt them during the day. Hunting them at night is very bad.
Isn't hunting at night normally a bad idea regardless?
Yes. I don't know. The hunters brought in the venison, not me.
Alright. Step.
It's decent.
Yeah. It's not.
It's German beer.
I like it.
I don't like the beer, though. It makes me sad.
I'm gonna pull my bigger tape.
You're fine. Right. If you're only drinking one beer, you're fine.
On my luck.
I don't know how strong they are.
On my luck and the quality of venison, I got 2 6s and a 1.
There you go.
It's apparently good quality venison, but prepared fairly poorly.
Anyway.
Alright. Ben, why don't we turn in tonight, see if they're a little less paranoid in the morning.
Yes, we can investigate tomorrow.
If they're patrolling the city tonight, I think we may